Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, January 22nd. 2026, 122:26, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. What in the world will we ever talk about this morning on this program? Well, I think we're loaded up here for a big news morning. But there is something I wanted to say. One of our listeners the other day asked me if the Marion Save-A-Lot was closing, which is the store, the grocery store, located in the Marion Plaza here in Marion behind Red Lobster and... well, you know the area, hopefully, if you're local here. And it's my understanding that they are closing. Now, I can't confirm that 100%, but I did talk to somebody in the grocery business yesterday, and they seemed to feel that they were closing as well. So if anybody can shed some light on that, that's a good local story. Well, I don't know if it's a good local story that a grocery store might be leaving, but it's certainly something to talk about, much like our real estate tax problem. So, it's my understanding that Save-A-Lot is closing, and I guess we'll see what happens there. So, if somebody has any information on that, please give us a call, 740-383-9944. Now, let's get to the other news of the morning. As many of you know, or maybe many of you don't know, depending on where you are, Marion City Auditor Miranda McGinnis resigned her office effective immediately yesterday. She tendered a letter of resignation, and Deputy Auditor Martin Watts is now in office. So we will see how that all shakes out. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes, now without, well, we've got Martin Watts as the auditor, but Miranda has resigned.
You know, and people wonder, why can't we get good people to run for political office? This is exactly why. Because, you know, some of these politicians, they eat their own, you know, and they don't offer solutions. All they can do is bellyache, but they don't offer any solutions at all. So, you know, it's unfortunate that they're losing the Save-A-Lot.
Well, that's my understanding. I said I haven't confirmed it 100%, but I've been hearing it from people. And then I talked to somebody yesterday in the grocery business who seemed to feel that yes, that is what happened. Is what is happening.
Jeez, I used to go out there when they had meat on sale. The butcher would accommodate me, and he would do special cuts for me in that. And I've kind of found that at the other stores as well. But it seemed like Save-A-Lot, they had some pretty good deals out there at some time.
They did, and you know, it's the one place in town where you did not have to special order or get it specially packaged. They sold pickle loaf, which is a weird thing that I like from time to time, so I'll be sad to see that go.
Pickle loaf?
Yeah, pickle loaf.
Is that a lunch meat kind of deal?
It's a lunch meat. It's kind of like bologna, but it's got different types of pickle throughout it.
It's kind of like pimento loaf.
Very similar. Pickles. Similar, yes.
And not as much as head cheese.
No. And it's... I don't know where I'll get my pickle loaf now. I'll have to get it specially sliced somewhere.
Wilson's?
Well, but you always have to get it specially sliced and all this. There you could just go in and buy a package and get in and out of the store very quickly.
Huh. Wow. Well, you need to find out who their vendor is.
I'll have to do it because they have a lot of interesting things in there that other stores do not have. So it's a loss, I think, if they are indeed heading out of here.
Well, you know, if an entrepreneur would look at the west end of Marion, all of those people clear over their Colonial Acres and around, really west of David Street, they've got to trek all the way down to the south end for Kroger, or all the way over to the east end to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
So there can be a, if somebody were enterprising enough, there is a literally a food desert on the west end of Marion.
Well, I guess one thing I want to say, turning back to the auditor situation, so now that Miranda is gone, no longer in the office, do you think all the problems will be fixed?
In the immortal words of Karen Carpenter, we've only just begun.
Well, and then who will they blame now?
Yep, it's going to be, you know, a finger-pointing deal until somebody comes up and says, hey, look, it's my fault. Let's get this thing straightened out, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. Somebody take a bloody leadership role and say, look, enough is enough. We're in a one-legged butt-kicking contest here, and we're not getting anything accomplished. And most importantly, we're wasting the taxpayers' money.
You know, it's very interesting. Somebody came up to me yesterday, and as I said, I don't subscribe to the Marion Star. But they said when they read that article about her resigning, that there are quotes in there from the mayor, and there's one other person who gave a quote. But they said they almost, even in just the printed word, they sounded so happy that she was gone. And I don't have the quotes in front of me because I don't go past the paywall. But that was just somebody's remark, and I thought, well, that's an interesting take on something that's in print.
Well, that's somebody that is seriously in need of psychological help. That's a sick person.
Now,
or that's a person on their way to really being sick.
The person who thought that or the person who said it?
The person who said that.
Oh, the mayor.
I mean, if a person thought that, I mean, that just as I guess would be... it depends what the context or what you said it. The person who heard somebody say that or addressed what somebody had said.
Well, I guess it's a quote in the paper from the auditor resigning story, which I think the mayor gave a quote. This person just read the story, and that was their interpretation from just reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, whoever spoke the words, I would say, needs some help. Whoever thought that, well, everything you read is up to interpretation.
That's for sure. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Do a better tomorrow.
All right, and our phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The auditor is gone, and here we go on down the road. Okay, go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. Well, if you're interested in commenting on this story, please feel free. Well, let's see here. Looked like we had a call. If that was you, call back in. One day I'll master the phone system here and we'll have this all worked out. But yes, the auditor, Miranda McGinnis, resigned yesterday after, I don't know how you would describe her time in office. Certainly there were some tumultuous periods, and here we are. Where does Marion go now? Deputy Auditor Martin Watts is in the office now. So, that's what it is. And, I guess we'll see who the appointment is going to be. I believe the mayor gets to pick her appointment because Miranda was an independent candidate, not a Republican or a Democrat. So, we'll see who the mayor picks. I think they have to live in the city. Now, this comes back to the idea a few months ago that does anybody qualified live in the city of Marion to do this job? I guess we'll find out. And it'll be very interesting to see who gets picked to do this job. Now, will it be a city council person? You know, you got to wonder that. That's somebody who is involved in city government, I guess. Is there somebody on the back burner who was already keyed up for this particular position. I don't know. Again, I guess we'll see as we go on down the road here. You know, with Tommy Reese deciding not to run for office again, and now him being out of office, and Miranda resigning her position, you know, I don't know. Well, the city's finances, I guess, should be perfect now with those two gone, because that's seemingly where all the blame has been placed for so long. But what can you say? Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a call, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. As I've said, I think this is a very interesting story. Anytime an auditor resigns, anytime anybody resigns under somewhat duress, I think it certainly makes for a story. And this has been a long time coming story. So that's the story. Miranda McGinnis resigns. And, you know, I guess, again, it comes back to how do we treat people and what is really the problem? Well, I guess we'll find out now. You know, with her being out of the office and other people going in there, we'll find out who really knows what is going on. And I'm sure Miranda is breathing easy this morning that she will no longer have to go to that office or to those meetings after the couple of weeks that she has endured. So, you know, that's the story this morning. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, if Miranda's out there listening and would like to call in, feel free. We always take the phone calls here at WGH Talk. It's always, or if anybody else in city government's listening and would like to comment on this, they're welcome as well. We never turn away a phone call from somebody who has something to say of some kind of importance. 740-383-9944. And then the other running, well, let's take the phone call here, and then we'll come back to this on WGH Talk. Go ahead, caller.
You know, this reminds me of something. You know who Richard Branson is, right?
Yes.
Richard Branson has been credited with saying, train people so they can leave. Treat people so they will stay.
Well,
something to think about.
Well, in your take on this, how do you see it all? Well, what exactly, as you have watched this and looked at this, what do you think happened?
I don't know enough about it to really even speculate. Quite frankly, this is absurd. It is probably, I think, dastardly would be a good word. You know, it's like I've always said, if these people who are condemning her for her job and not doing it so well, why aren't they rolling up their sleeves and helping her? Because that's an integral position with the city of Marion.
Well,
I would be helping the city by helping her.
Well, I just wonder, with the city in such economic trouble now and sending a plan down to the auditor of state on how to correct its problems, you know, how does it look now that the auditor has resigned? And I know our auditor was having meetings with people from the auditor of state's office. So how is this going to look in a city that was already asking for help and had seen problems arise that this has happened? I mean, how are they going to look at that? Are they going to look at that as a positive or a negative on the state level?
Well, I don't see how you could see it as a positive, because I don't think they've really gotten to the root of the matter right now. Only time will tell the further they dig and root through all of the garbage that's there to find the cause. So, you know, it's just a matter of time. We just have to maybe keep an eye on the Columbus Dispatch and whatever Abby can possibly dig up and report on.
We'll see. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 29 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. You know, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play with the Auditor of State. Maybe it'll play well. Maybe it won't play well that the local auditor resigned. You know, here's the thing, and I think I've said this a lot, but now that we've come to this point, I think it's important to say it again. This thing, this drama, well, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this story here on WGH. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
For some people this morning, I bet they're jumping for joy.
Well, I am for one particular person, but all I can say is they better brace themselves, because I'm telling you, people's going to flock in there wanting that job.
Oh, I'm sure everybody in town will want that job.
They will want that job, and they're probably going to take it. Say, well, no, we'll just do it for nothing till we get things straightened out. We won't ask for any pay or anything. Because there's a lot of people around like that that just wants to help out.
You know what's interesting about this whole situation is, you know, we just had the big Charter City discussion back in October and in November, which obviously the voters did not want, and that was all based in taking the auditor and treasurer's positions out of the people's hands and putting them in administration's hands. Well, essentially, this resignation has put the choosing of the next auditor in the administration's hands.
There we go.
There we go. So the interesting thing is that the argument was also being made at that time that nobody in Marion is qualified to do this job or would do it for the salary that that job offers. So we're going to find which it is. I mean, are there people who want to do it? Is there somebody who can walk in there? Because the last two auditors, no matter what people feel about that, they've both resigned. And now they've both had problems, and they've both had issues. I think we all can agree upon that. So, that being said, you know, who in the world is just going to be able to walk in and clean all of this up if those two could not clean it up?
Well, Scott, you just think about it. Like I said, they better guard the front door, because that's going to flock in there, people wanting that job. And they're going to have a whole list of people they're going to have to go down through to make a selection, because there's going to be hundreds. And, I mean, they just come out from under a rock, but they'll be in there wanting that job. And all I can say is thank God that Miranda finally says, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want no part of it.
Well, it's just the campaign against her, you know, again, whether or not you think she was doing a good job or not, the things that were said to her and the articles that were written, that's going to be a very bad look in the history books of Marion. That's going to be a bad time.
Well, but now, can you imagine if anybody's ever been in Marion in the last year that might be capable of doing that job? I'll bet they're busting up the steps up there to get their application put in.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see who it is, who the next person in line is.
How do you think that the council people feel?
Well, I'm sure there are some of them that are very, very happy.
But I think they still should be very, very ashamed that they put a person out of a job. But I'm just glad she finally had the nerve to say, you know what you can do with this job? Shove her where the sun don't shine.
Well, and her letter was very, if you read her whole letter.
I don't have it.
Yeah. Well, it was very, she worked her hardest, I guess. What's that?
Kinder than they should have had.
Well, it was just basically she did her best, and she gave it her all, and basically anything that people thought of her or said about her, regardless of that, she was doing her best to try to fix the problems.
Well, I certainly hope that. I don't know if there's much compassion there, though, to even take that into the context that was given, or is they still are saying, well, we're rid of her. Now, let me ask you something else.
Sure.
The county, Joanne Kosotis is the treasurer or the auditor or whatever of the county.
Right.
Does Joanne Kosotis do the payroll for the county?
The payroll in the county, well, she's the auditor, so it's a fairly similar function as what
but
goes.
Does she do the payroll for the county?
Well, that's a good question. I honestly don't know. I don't know if they have a payroll clerk. I don't know if there's somebody in her office who does that. That's a good question.
Well, because are they expecting something out of Miranda that it shouldn't have been expected out of her? Besides that, they're the ones that chose her to be there.
Well, you know what's interesting about this whole payroll thing, which is obviously was the straw that broke the camel's back for Miranda. If you go back, now, payroll was not screwed up prior to them changing the system, which is what they did in the last couple months. Now, if she was so horrible and the office was so horrible with payroll, why wasn't the payroll constantly screwed up the entire time she was in there?
Well, wasn't that other girl that's now, what's her title?
She said, budget director, yes.
But wasn't she trained at the same time, or was she not trained, and then Miranda...
Well,
she and Miranda both trained in it.
My understanding is, from Jason Schauber, that yes, she was trained in it, and yes, she was in those meetings. So
why wasn't she down there helping?
Well, she didn't give a very good answer to that Monday. When one of the citizens asked her that, I think she said something along the lines of she gave them what they needed to do it.
Yeah, I remember that happening. But it still wouldn't have mattered. In the first place, why did the mayor pull her out for that job?
Well, again,
that he never needed before.
Well, again, if you felt the auditor's office was so horrible for a year and a half of your term, why would you make your budget director somebody who works in the auditor's office
and was trained on the payroll
and do it during a period in which this payroll system was trying to be implemented? You know, you've got to wonder, and Miranda said on this show when she resigned, Chelsea resigned from the auditor's office, she didn't even put in her resignation letter that she was taking the budget director position. The mayor did not come down and say, hey, I want Chelsea for this position. That never happened, and they all work on the same floor.
Now, so is it any wonder that things are the mess they are? You know, right back to, if everybody tells the truth and it's on the up and up, you don't have to backtrack.
Well, and also remember the payroll clerk. Now, there was a lot of talk about that Monday, but the payroll clerk was made an administrative assistant because this was going to be much better, this system, and so on and so forth. And you've also got to ask yourself this question. Again, if you believe the auditor's doing such a bad job and you believe she's incompetent, why, under her term, would you implement a new payroll system?
That would be reason number 162.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to wonder what these people are thinking. I
don't think they're thinking much more than the end of their nose. But all I can say is they better have some extra people at the front door because there's a lot of people going to want that job.
They'll be beating down the door this morning for sure. You can bet that.
We'll keep on keeping on.
We certainly will. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, and the phone lines are open. Clearly, one of the, or if not the big story of the morning is Marion City Auditor Miranda McGinnis resigning. I don't know. There were strange things that kept happening the last 2+ years that I did not understand, because after constant vocal opinion that people did not believe in the Marion City Auditor, why would you keep heaping things on her, change and things of that nature? And again, I'm not saying she was the greatest auditor in the world. You know, people have to make their own conclusions on that. People have to look at every auditor and say, okay, what did they do? How good did they do it? How did it end? But at some point, you have to wonder, if you have no confidence in somebody, why in the world are you trying to make things more difficult in that office? You know, why do you want to change payroll while they're the auditor? Why do you want to take a person out of that office and make them the budget director? Why do you do things like that? I don't know. You know, maybe somebody will answer these questions as we go on down the road, but I certainly have not heard good answers to them as of yet. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's certainly good to hear your opinions on this, as with other things going on. And again, I would say the other big news stories of the week are Jason Schaber announcing he is going to run for county commissioner on the Republican ticket, the seat being vacated by Dr. Mark Davis later on, I guess at the end of this year. We certainly have economic problems here in Marion. And has anybody heard definitively about the Save-A-Lot store in Marion? I haven't been in there in such a long time. I don't know. Like I said, I cannot say for sure that they're closing, but we have had people sending us messages asking if we know anything about it. And I did hear yesterday a conversation from people in the grocery business that they were closing. But again, don't take that to the bank, because I certainly have not talked to anybody from the Save-A-Lot store. So if anybody's got any information on any of that, give me a buzz. See, now there's some newsy stories sprinkled in with a little bit of, what would you say, stuff going on around Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you at this particular time. It's interesting to hear what the public sentiment is in regard to Miranda McGinnis resigning her position as Marion City Auditor. Now, are there going to be people beating down the door for that position? Are there going to be people who want to do that? You know, the next person who comes into that job, no matter who they are, after what has happened with the last two auditors, is going to be under tremendous, tremendous scrutiny, without doubt. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Yeah. On another subject, they're doing some kind of something between over there where Goodwill is on Bark Road. I mean, I think they're digging a ocean or something, because they're moving a lot of dirt. But I had heard that they were extending, going to enlarge that big lot, or that Goodwill, and then that there was going to be a going in there. I don't know. Have you heard anything about that? And is there anything that I'd also heard that where Chase was, that they took that down, that a possible Matthews was buying that?
You know, some people...
Let's talk about tomorrow and forget about yesterday.
Well, it's... Yeah, you know, the rumors I've heard there, I have heard the Matthews rumor about the old Chase spot, and I've also heard the Chipotle rumor, because Chipotle was supposed to move down on the corner where the BP station used to be here on Delaware Avenue, but they chose not to do that when they put those things up in the road. I don't even know what you call them.
I don't even know whose idea was that, but it certainly did close Family Dollar up.
It's yeah, well, it was the state. My understanding is the state made that decision. So,
well, the state made the decision on Delaware Avenue. The county had to have made the decision on Marks Road.
Well, I don't know why. You know, they act as if it was pushed on them, I think would be their reasoning. And I'm not sure of all the...
And Wendy's didn't take them to task on that, because it had to. Well, and then how many people just go down there and then they make a U-turn with the light back the other way? How many accidents is that going to cause?
Well, that's true, and I have heard the thing about the extending of Goodwill. I've heard that. Obviously, I think they're doing a good business. So that's my understanding of what's been going on.
But that Goodwill wasn't open to the public, was it? Wasn't that just a distribution place?
I believe it was a distribution center, but I believe at one point they were doing something with bins over there, where people could go through bins or something of that nature. I never went over there to take part in it, but somebody told me about that at one point.
Well, I thought that's a place out there on West Fairground, that Goodwill place is what that...
Oh, is that where they're doing the bins?
That, because I was there once, and it scared me, and so I never went back. I mean, it's too confusing for old people like me.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's it, where the bins were. So, yeah, it could be just an extension. I would have to guess that would be their land. I can't imagine anybody else building in that area, but you never know, I guess.
Well, and back to the grocery store, do you know on the west end of Marion, thank God for Dollar General, because we have nothing. You think LaRue doesn't have a grocery store, Green Camp doesn't have a grocery store, Richwood doesn't have a grocery store. Why wouldn't we put a grocery store? Every one of those people out there have to. Why wouldn't they put a grocery store on the west side of town?
Well, that's always been, I think, a big question for people, because I certainly think the one out on Bell Fountain Avenue does very well. And
well, it does, but you know that people, for whatever reason, aren't very careful, and they clean the damn store up and restock it, and then the next day you can't hardly get through again, because people are just animals. They don't believe in picking up, even if they don't restock it. They just walk over it and keep on going. But I don't understand why they... And we don't have... the only bank we have, I'm assuming Faye's still uptown.
Yeah, it is.
And then the one down there were Kroger's.
Yeah.
And I tried to tell the guys over there, I went in there, you know, broad shoulders and my big account at Chase, and I says, okay, at least put one of those drive-up things over there someplace. I says, all those people, I mean, if I want cash... Unless you're a particular customer, you have to drive across town to get cash. Now, we don't need a bank on this side of town. I don't understand that either.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You don't have any answers, Scott. Come on.
I just look at Marion City, and I've said it a lot of times. We put all this concentration on downtown. For whatever reason, North Main Street, the north end of town, seems to be doing just very well without anybody's help or economic development. The east end of town is, of course, booming because there's where your highways are. The south end of town seems to be waning except for Kroger, and I'm not really sure why nobody cares about that. They care about downtown, but they don't really care about the South End. I guess they probably don't care because that's where the hospital is, and I'm sure that brings in a lot of money on its own.
But how many people come to the hospital and would like to go find some little bite to eat to leave there, to leave the hospital for a little bit? And where are they going to go?
Well, that's it. And you know, I always thought one of the reasons that the South End of town businesses did well was because of the hospital. You know, there are no hotels near the hospital. Now, how many people come to see somebody at the hospital from out of town? You could make a killing. You'd be the only hotel on this side of, well, here we are. I'm on the south side, I guess. On the south side of town. I've never quite understood that. And if you want to get a prescription filled, well, I guess you got Kroger there. And I think Walgreens is still
there. And Walgreens is at the clinic, too.
Right. So, I mean, those are your shots there. But, you know, in a community, one of the biggest entities that brings people to the community, you know, aside from schools, is the hospital. And definitely out-of-towners. So,
I never could understand why we don't have a bank on this side of town, on the West End, and why we don't have a decent grocery store. I mean, Kroger's has got us hauled up. Now, I know that you've got, can't speak about that. But if you don't go to Kroger's, so they could charge you whatever they wanted to charge you.
Well, that's right. I mean, and it's absolutely true. But it almost seems as if any other business that has been on that side of town just doesn't really do well. It just doesn't. It comes in, but then there it goes.
But I do not understand. Like you said, why? Look how busy Michaels were when Michaels was there on Delaware Avenue.
Right.
And I don't know why they left town. I think because they went to Perkins. But anyway, so people could go there. I guess we just don't. I don't know. I just don't know. But thank God, Miranda. I kept thinking about all the time. Hey, Miranda, tell them what they can do with this job. And thank God she finally did.
Hey, hang on the line, because one of our listeners out here this morning, Phil, has sent some messages that have to deal with this, and we'll get your take on them. Says, since this is what they desired, Marion should be an appointment away from economic bliss in the toughest broke town in the USA. They, in quotes, liked Miranda when they appointed her. I'd be wary if I was the next one in line for this low-paying and definitely thankless job. They will turn on the new guy-gal when, if it suits them. People have zero middle ground today. It's like or hate. Nothing in between. From Phil out there listening this morning.
Well, let's just hope that President, or the, I guess she's president, no, she's not, whatever she is, of the treasurer, of the finance committee, I hope she's proud. And I hope that the mayor is too, because if he was running tomorrow, anyone that knew what was going on, he would never get the job.
Well, we'll see where they go from here, I guess. We'll see how happy they seem.
We'll chat later.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, the phone lines are open. It is 52 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, there's a lot of topics on the table from the last conversation. Everything from Marion City Auditor Miranda McGinnis's resignation yesterday to building projects, businesses, and things here in the Marion area. I don't know, as I've always said, why things are happening the way they are inside the city limits, but I guess we'll find out as time goes along. We got the project next to Goodwill. We've got the former Chase Bank cleared out here. What's going to go there? Is Save-A-Lot closing on Route 95? Certainly a lot of people feel yes on the inside of that one. And if you've got anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to buzz in. We'd love to hear your opinion on certainly a big story going on here in the area today. And that being the resignation of Marion City Auditor Miranda McGinnis. Now also, the Ayers Ratliff trial going on. I guess we'll see where that all goes. You know, somebody said to me yesterday about that, that they are surprised at how little attention this has gotten so far, with jury selection happening this week, as well as the start of the trial, that nobody is saying a whole lot there. Nobody's doing much. And as I've said before, you know, everybody involved in that, their reputation is seemingly on the line. Or, I don't know, already gone at this particular point. I don't know how you get your reputation back, to be honest. I truly, truly don't. I have no idea how you recover, no matter what side of that trial you are on, with all of the water that's been over the dam. I don't know how you would do it. I truly don't. Now, if somebody has a take on that or an idea, feel free to give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Here's a comment from another listener who's at work this morning who cannot call in. But here's the comment. Everyone and their brother was covering it when he was indicted, then indicted again. Plenty of coverage. But where's the coverage now of the actual trial going on? Again, that's the news business in a way, though. You know, when a story breaks, you cover it. You try to follow up as best you can, but this has become a very low radar thing. And I don't know if it's because it's been going on for so long. I really don't know. I don't know if there's burnout on that story. I don't know if the idea is that everybody has been raked over the coals in that story already, that there's nowhere to go. I don't know. That's a very interesting observation about the Ratliff trial. So, the news this morning, the Ratliff trial, last I heard, was underway. The Marion City Auditor, Miranda McGinnis, has resigned her position. Deputy Auditor Martin Watts, interim auditor again. And where do we go from here? I guess are the big questions. Where do we go from here as all these things happen? Who's to blame now? And, well, you know, I'll tell you this, though. In Marion, we are good at blaming the last person. That seems to go on for quite a while. If something goes wrong with the new person for a long time, we'll say, well, it was the last person. I'm not sure that's the best thing to do. I'm not sure that was ever the best thing to do. You know, people just really want answers in the end. They want people to say, hey, you know, what's going on now? Why can't this problem be fixed? And maybe with the mayor appointing whoever will be the next auditor, we'll have a grasp on why these problems cannot be picked. I would have to guess this is the most important decision this mayor has made in his 2-year term. Hey, who's going to be the next auditor? Because after nearly, what's it been now, 4 or 5 years of complaining about auditors and Marion and 2 resignations, you know, people, I don't know that they want that anymore. I think they want answers. I think they want somebody in that position who can give them answers. So that's the mayor's choice here. So I don't know if he's been looking at people. I don't know if he has candidates for this position. I don't know. I don't know. But will the next person be able to function in that office? I can't imagine with the scrutiny in that office over the last 5 years that anybody would want to step in there, heaven forbid, if they would make a mistake. Go ahead, caller.
I heard that the strongest townspeople have sent a letter of demand to the mayor requesting they give back all the accolades, etc., for Marion being the strongest town.
Oh, that's a shame.
That is a rotten shame. My heart is broken.
That's terrible. Hey, thanks.
Love your city.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds in this hour, but we've got a whole nother hour this morning. Voice of the People with Linda Sims will also be on today, 10:15 until noon, and Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1. So a lot more programming coming up here on WGH Talk Radio. Like I said, I've still got an hour left this morning. Don't you go anywhere. Lots to talk about, interesting guests, phone calls, all kinds of stuff going on here. You know, it's never a boring day. There's never a day without news, and never a day without conversation. Back after this.
Listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WG.